The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, you hear stories all around the place, and you hear stories of well-known people who are at it, and you hear stories of all sorts of what you might consider ordinary, normal people at it as well. The at it being taking cocaine. It seems to be back in fashion, if the anecdotes flying around the place are anything to go by. Dr. Chris Luke is a consultant in emergency medicine in Cork University Hospital. Have you noticed any more patients coming into hospital as a result of possible cocaine use?
Well, Matt, we've seen a steady rise over the last 20 years, basically, in cocaine-related presentations to the emergency departments. And there was obviously a big dip about 10 years ago when we had the recession, and certainly there's been a gentle return back to those pre-recession levels. And in fact, cocaine consumption is now fairly routine. We'd find it in a lot of patients who presented perhaps with being the victims of assaults or accidents, together with medical things like heart attacks, chest pain, headaches, strokes, seizures, and so forth. So it's now a routine factor in a lot of presentations. And in fact, if you look at the global figures, we're number 10 in the world for consumption of alcohol. Cocaine. So it's well established, and certainly we are expecting to see more and more cocaine over the next year or two.
It's interesting what you say there. It's not just people with medical conditions brought on by cocaine, but they perhaps get themselves into things like fights and they end up taking a few belts because they're out of control on cocaine.
Absolutely. And in fact, there were two fascinating in the sense that there were very illustrative cases in the press in the last couple of weeks. One was a 37-year-old chap in England, Cambridgeshire, who mowed down a 19 and 22-year-old respectively and killed them both after a 6-7 hour chase by the police through the fens at the beginning of this year, having spent hours and hours racing at high speed through the back roads of Cambridgeshire, taking cocaine at the wheel. And there was a similar case in West Dublin there quite recently, where there was a machine gun and hijacking of cars and chasing, pursuit by highly armed guards, resulting in a very sort of a Hollywood-style video online. So, the big issue with cocaine is undoubtedly behavioural, and it's people who are very stroppy, very aggressive, very impulsive, and sometimes, frankly, homicidal. And ultimately, it's the behaviour with cocaine that's the problem.
And then you say about other health issues. I mean, is it more likely to bring on a heart attack or other conditions, for example?
Very much so. I mean, I saw it described as putting the boot down in terms of the accelerator and keeping it down. Basically, cocaine drives up. It's in a sense, a kind of organic, artificial adrenaline. It makes people euphoric. It makes them feel very, switched on, very high, and that's why people like it. They feel everything switched on to the max. The dial is turned up 11 in terms of alertness and energy. But internally, your heart is racing. Your blood pressure shoots up, and the pressure in the brain, the pressure in the blood, in the cardiovascular system, shoots up. And if you have any flaws in either the electrics of the brain or in the blood vessels of the heart of the brain, you're at huge risk of popping a vessel in the brain, which is a stroke, or blocking a vessel in the heart, which produces angina heart attacks, or sometimes having just a seizure, which can kill you. So cocaine is a funny drug, and I don't mean funny, but it's funny peculiar in that it's not dose dependent. I mean, I've done expert reports for the Metropolitan Police in terms of cocaine deaths in custody, and as little as a teaspoonful of cocaine powder can kill you. It's an odd drug. You can be taking 10, 20 lines a weekend for years, and then suddenly one weekend one line kills you. So it's a very hazardous and unpredictable affair.
And what about the age you're at when you're using it? Because, we all think of cocaine perhaps being the drug of choice for the 20 somethings. But you come across people in their 40s and 50s at it as well.
The age range would be 18 to 58, Matt. And as I said, the two most recently sort of spectacular cases in the press were they were both men in their late 30s, probably with a long habit of drink and drug taking and propensity to violence anyway. And of course, that's the issue, really. If you have somebody who's prone to drug taking, drinking, and violence, and you lob in then the cocaine, that's when problems tend to arise. But no, the spectrum would be probably across a four-decade range.
I want to bring in Nicola Tallant, Investigations Editor of the Sunday World. Because, Nicola, I noticed in your newspaper on Sunday we were writing about 10 years on from the death of the model Katie French, a death which was, of course, attributed to cocaine use. And there does seem to have been something of a resurgence in the use of cocaine in the last couple of years, if the anecdotes are correct. What are you hearing?
Well, certainly that, yeah. I mean, in 2007, when Katie French died, was a kind of a key year for organised crime and for cocaine use in Ireland. There was two major feuds going on, one in Limerick and one in Dublin, both of which were turf wars for cocaine, you know, cocaine turf, which is, it was an extremely profitable drug. So after 2007, when we see the recession kicking in, there was definitely a lot of the customers out there were people who were earning money, like, and obviously lots of jobs went in the construction industry and the banking industry. There was emigration over those few years, and people who would have had a huge amount of money in their pockets going out at the weekend, they just weren't there anymore. So that customer base was gone. Now, obviously, cocaine didn't leave the country. It was still used by many, but certainly there seems to be a resurgence of it, of its use again now in recent years with the economic upturn.
Where is it coming from and how has it been distributed?
Well, it's coming from Colombia into Europe and then over. It's bulked up before it gets to Ireland and in Ireland. So,
what do you mean by bulked up?
Well, the people who are taking the risks of importing the drug are wanting to make maximum profit, so they mix it to make it bigger, the amounts bigger. So where you might be buying it pure cocaine in South America, when it gets here, you know, it's only a percentage of that, and there's all sorts of agents mixed in it, which I presume are part of the complications when it comes to somebody taking seizures.
Sorry, I don't want to cut across, Nicola, because everything you said is absolutely right, except that in we had a conference in Dublin Castle, you may recall, Club Health, talking about the nighttime economy and drug taking. And in fact, the experts from the UK and Europe told us that the purity of cocaine in 2017 had become spectacular. In fact, what's happening is that there's been a big pursued the makers of the actual adulterants, the mixing agents, the talcum powders and the levamisoles and so on. In fact, that they suspect that may be the reason why cocaine is now up to 90 or 95% pure in the streets, which is another major hazard, because the purer the powder, the more likely the health hazard. So I don't mean to contradict Nicola, but just at the moment, the latest science suggests that there's an astonishing purity.
Yeah, but it also
which would explain why the price of it has risen. You know, it's about €100 apparently at the moment for a gram of it, which is, you know, it's big profit here in Ireland as well. It's more expensive here than it is in many European countries. So, you know, it's a product they want to sell.
Of course, you also have to worry about what is it you're actually getting. Okay, maybe you're getting almost pure cocaine. If you're not, what other things are actually in it and what damage might they do to it? But do we have many drug gangs at present who are selling it, and how are they actually distributing it in the country? Because you're hearing the stories now going on, Nicola, that people are ordering it online to be delivered in the post.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's obviously, I think, a smaller kind of number of people are doing that. There are some people, actually, we had a raid there in the last week or two where they found a cocaine, you know, a factory where they were actually mixing it here. Most of it is brought into the country by drug gangs. Obviously, we know the biggest of them being the Kinahan mob. They were most recently kind of would be considered to have ownership over 90% of the market here. So it's been brought into the country in all sorts of ways, through the port, hidden in various products. And then it's distributed around by gangs. You know, they'll get it into the country and then they'll break it down and start distributing it. And it's in every county, and, you know, it's not just Dublin, it's absolutely everywhere.
Yeah, but what ways have been distributed? Because when you think of the sort of your cannabis and heroin and stuff and sort of backstreet deals and the rest of it, is it in nightclubs, pubs? Where are people picking it up?
Well, absolutely. When you come down to the street deal level, which is quite a way down from it being brought into the country from the wholesalers, it just keeps getting divided up. It's like any product, except you can't go into a shop and buy it over the counter. But ultimately, if you want to buy cocaine, you can buy it anywhere in Dublin. You can buy it in a nightclub, a bar. You know, you ask around, people tend to ask around, or they'll know their dealer. Or else somebody, I mean, certainly in the case of Katie French 10 years ago, and little has changed, she knew what number to ring.
Just to finish with you, Chris Luke, is this an argument for in some way regulating or legalising it so that at least if you are going to use the stuff, that it's going to be in a packet where you actually know what the dosage is and you know what actually is in it?
No, Matt, because as I want to say, it's not about theology. When it comes to drugs, it's not about theology. In other words, your belief system, the law, the crime, the philosophy. It's about the biology. And to go back to a point I made earlier, cocaine is entirely unpredictable in its effects on the human body. It kills some people in tiny dosages. A teaspoonful can kill some people. In addition, as I say, if you have particular weaknesses of your blood vessels or your nervous system, you can very readily trigger seizures, strokes, heart attacks, and so on and so forth. Not to mention the fact that, as I said earlier again, the behavioural consequences of taking a lot of cocaine, which result in often extreme violence and paranoia and considerable public order challenges, as we saw in those two recent cases I discussed, which involving armed police.
Thank you very much, Dr. Chris Luke, consultant in emergency medicine at Cork University Hospital, and Nicola Tallant, investigations editor of The Sunday World.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.